Run from west of here on the Rock 98.5.
Run indeed. Dami Ogunbe, Yorkton Sacred Heart High School student, fastest teen in Canada with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well, buddy. How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
All right. So last time we actually spoke with you, I think, was up here at the Rock Studios where we got some pictures taken. You had just become the fastest teen in Canada, I think, at 10.71, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the 100-meter sprint. So what have you been doing since then? That kind of ended, I guess, the summer part of your sprinting. What keeps you busy in the winter, Dami?
Still track. Kind of just after that, me and my coaches, we just reset and we just got back to the basics, got back training, and, yeah, I've been running some nice times, so I'm happy about that.
All right. Times are improving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What are you running the 100-meter sprint in now, or what are you talking, the 60 or what?
60. I run.
A sub-7 in the 60.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn good, because I think they had you at, I'm just trying to find it here. What was your time? 6.97.
Yeah.
And you're under 6 now?
No, under 7.
Oh, under 7.
Under 7.
Okay, 6.97 is your fastest?
Yeah.
Okay, who's your coaches?
I work in Regina with Chad Kachula, Terry, and Jesse McCabe.
So how often are you going to Regina for these practice sessions?
Pretty much every weekend. If not, I have basketball, but pretty much every single weekend.
How good are you at basketball?
I'd say I'm okay.
I'll bet you do. Any other sports you excel at? You got track, basketball?
Soccer, I play.
Oh, yes, of course. I think you're pretty darn good at that, too.
Yeah, that was my original sport, so...
Oh, really? That's what started it all. So how did you get into, who got you into track? Who realized that, boy, you got some good speed, track might be a good area for you to be in?
Marcel Port, definitely, from Yorkton Lead and Track Club.
Okay.
Kind of, I was just running, and then I was playing soccer, and his son plays soccer, and I guess he saw me, and he was like, you should try it, and I never really took it seriously, because, I don't know, I was still a soccer guy, I didn't really know anything about track, so then he was like, yeah, no, for real, try it out, and, yeah, here I am today.
When was that?
This was in 2015.
Not that long ago.
3-4 years now.
Not that long ago. Now, you've become a member of the Guelph Griffins track and field team. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, when did Guelph approach you? And this is a scholarship, right? This is a track scholarship.
Yeah.
So when were you approached?
Right after Nationals, Guelph contacted me, and they said they saw me run, and they like to get in touch, and yeah, that's where things kind of just went.
Any other schools, or was that the one?
A bunch of schools actually reached out to me from Canada and the States.
Nice
Toronto,
to be.
U of R,
right.
Calgary, Alberta, schools like that.
Well, you had a handful of people, more than that, right?
Yeah.
Interested in you. Why Guelph?
Guelph have a really good program, a really good coaching staff. They have an Olympic Center, which really fueled my desire to go there because I really want to be an Olympic athlete. That's what I aspire to do with my track career. So I feel like they can get me there.
All right. Well, we're going to keep in touch with you because if you make the Olympics, it's going to light up this city of Yorkton when you're on the track. That's for sure. Everybody's going to want to see that. What are your goals this year?
This year, just have a successful school year, stay injury-free. My grades have been good, so that's really good to hear.
Just wondering, did academics at all play a part as well in wanting to go to Guelph? Is there an area of study that Guelph has to offer for you? Was that considered at all?
Guelph has the program. I want to take sociology and then go on to do law, and Guelph has sociology. So... they really make it easy for student athletes, which was really important. So,
Mokes, he'll be the sprinting lawyer. Yowza.
Maybe we'll help speed up our slow system that we sometimes complain about.
Hey, I want to talk to you real quickly about this, and that is we talk about your training and your running and video and all this to get better and better. Even as a young athlete, and of course some of your buddies at Sacred Heart are more into hockey, Caden Korzak, Caleb Bullitt, stuff like this, but they talk about what they eat and the fuel for the body. Are you into that too, that there's just certain things you will eat, certain things you won't eat?
Oh, yeah, for sure. During season, fast food is is not advised, and my coaches, they know. So it's not something that you want to hide. But eventually, I don't know, when I started it off, I was kind of just eating whatever. But now eating right really helps fuel my body before I run, and it keeps me running and in really good shape.
Well, I bet. Hey, I hear a buzzer in the background. Are you in the gym?
Yeah, basketball practice.
There it is. All right, you got a moment off practice to do this, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was great. Dami, it's been great following you this year with the tremendous success that you've enjoyed. Congratulations on everything you've accomplished, and good luck when it comes time, I guess, which would be this fall, that you'll be heading to Guelph, Ontario. Congratulations on everything, buddy.
Thank you so much for you guys' support.
All right, you betcha. There's Dami Ogilvie, the fastest teen in Canada, right here from Yorkton via what, Scotland?
Ireland.
Jay, sorry about that. Dami Ogilvie guesting with us. Have a great day, buddy.